Welcome to University United Methodist Church. I'm Steve Bacon welcoming you on this new year. Happy New Year. Happy 2017. Whatever brings you here today, be it custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. If you are new to us and want to learn more about who we are and what we do, we have a red visitor's packet. Looks like this. We can find it both in the back part of the sanctuary and certainly off to my right, your left. It gives information. Did I say right, left? Sorry. Your right, my left. That way out there, there's also a chance for you to see the opportunities that we have as a community of faith, things that are happening in the life of our church, and you want to know more about that, certainly pick that up after the service. In your black folder, which is at the end of the pulpit, there's a few things in there that you need to be aware of. First of which are our prayer slips and attendance slips. If you're new to us visiting, please use the yellow slip. It's a way that we can find out those who are visiting us from week to week. Also help us address any concerns that you might have, questions about our church, about the service, ways that you can participate. If you tend to come here very often, you can use the purple one. Once again, they both do the same thing. There's a top portion that lets us know that you are here, and there's a prayer request on the bottom of the yellow and on the top of the purple. What we do later on the service is we're a chance for us as a community of faith to recognize those concerns and joys that we're facing in our lives right now and share them appropriately. So when that time comes, just take the slips and you can put them in the offering plate if you don't have any prayer requests. If you have requests, ushers will come around and collect those later on during prayer time. We're welcoming our liturgist this morning, Claudette Brown-Smythe. Thank you so much. Dean Moyer is helping out with communion. We do have a special speaker, which I'll hold off on the introductions for that later on. If you need restrooms or childcare, these are out to my right, your left. Follow the signs back there. You have a chance to do it. But there's no childcare today, so if you need somebody, flag me down, and I'll go sit with your child for an hour. I am a teacher, so I'm a trained professional. Please also join us after the service in the gathering room. It's a time for hospitality. We get a chance to catch up on our week and get us ready for the next week. And that, once again, is through the doors to my right, your left. Follow that back there in our gathering room. We do have a few announcements before we start. The Interfaith Works has a refugee resettlement meeting, which will be here next Sunday, January 8th, right after the service. And we are right now supporting a few families and are hoping to support some more. So if you're interested in part of the process, please join us next Sunday right after the service. We have beautiful poinsettias here that have been decorated in front of our sanctuary. They are free for you to take home, and we encourage you after the service come up if you'd like one to adorn your house. Take those with us or with you. Next week also starts our new worship series. If you're feeling a little sad right now, with the start of the new year, we're actually going to be looking at a thing called spiritual affective disorder. Those people are having a disconnect from God, and we're going to, over the next several weeks, Pastor Wood is going to be addressing that with the congregation and having us kind of take a look and introspection into ourselves on that. So once again, that starts next week, January 8th. And the last announcement, we're almost wrapping it up. We have a small group that's starting not this week, but the following week, the week of January 8th on Wednesdays and Fridays, to meet together to talk about a concept called half-truths. And Ted has a quick video to explain more about that.
Sometimes half just doesn't cut it. Some religious beliefs are like that. You've heard the phrases, maybe even said them. They sound true, like everything happens for a reason, or God won't give you more than you can handle. Love the sinner, hate the sin, or God helps those who help themselves. But when we look at them carefully, we see they are only half true. Join us as we discover the whole truth behind half-truths.
And once again, that's going to start in a week from now on Wednesdays and Fridays, and certainly there's more information about that should you need it. Now, let us begin our worship.
Good morning. Please rise if you're able and join me in the call to worship. On that not-so-silent night, you came to us, Mother in God. On that not-so-silent night, you came to us, child of humanity. On that not-so-silent night, you came to us, Spirit of Joy. Lift up and carry us to salvation, to help us persist. Be with us in all the nights and days to come, God in community, Holy One. Let's remain standing and join in singing the first Noel.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. And by the light of that same star, three wise men came from country far to seek for a king was their intent, and to follow the star wherever it went. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. This star drew nigh to the northwest, for Bethlehem it took its rest, and there it did both stop and stay, right over the place where Jesus lay. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Then entered in those wise men three, full reverently upon the knee, and offered there in his presence their gold and myrrh and frankincense. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
have a tradition of greeting one another by shaking hands and saying good morning or peace be with you. I invite you to pass the peace of Christ with your neighbor.
Come, little children, to the silent manger. Come, little children, see the mystery. Come, little children, to the little stranger. Come, little children, to nativity. Come, little children, to the little brother. Come, little children, hear the baby cry. Come, little children, to the Mary Mother. Come, little children, see the star on high.
Good morning. I think I have some of the children, but I will say that we are all of God's children. And my name is Ann Owens, and I'm going to be doing the children's moment this morning. Okay. I have a question for you guys. What was one thing that Jesus did? He healed the sick. Can it be fair to say that he was kind? And did he say kind things? Do we always say kind things? No. Do we all say kind things all the time? No. Okay. I have something. Come here closer to me, honey, okay? I have this kind of an odd object. Can you tell me what it is? It's a tube of toothpaste. Now, I showed this to somebody this morning, and they said, oh, you're going to show them how to brush your teeth. No. But I am going to tell you something about being kind and saying kind things. And you need to come over here. Thank you. And being respectful. Remember, we learned that in Sunday school. You guys told me about that. Toothpaste. Okay. Now, what does that have to do with being kind? Makes you think? Okay. When you brush your teeth and you take the toothpaste out of the tube and put it on your toothbrush, can you put it back? It doesn't go back, does it? So what about if you say something unkind to anybody? Do you think you can take that back? No. You can? How can you take that back? Say you're sorry. Okay, you can say you're sorry, but you really can't take it back. So we have to think of being kind and think of it being with toothpaste. So once it's out of your mouth, you really can't take it back. So you need to learn and to listen to Jesus and be kind and make sure nothing bad comes out of your mouth. Okay. Let's have a little prayer. Let's stand over here. Dear Lord, thank you so much for these children and their young minds, and learning and absorbing all the things that is in their life. And help us as adults and children, all children of God, to be kind to one another at all times. Amen.
Good morning. Now is the time in our worship where we will be sending up our prayer requests.
Hope for peace, child, God's stupendous sign. Down to earth, child, star of stars that shine. This year, let the day arrive when Christmas comes for everyone. Everyone alive.
Let us bow our hearts and our minds as we present quietly our prayer requests to God. God of the new year, God of the new day, God of all people everywhere, we come to you. We lift our hearts and prayer to you, God, remembering all those who are in need of prayer for various reasons. We lift up their names to you. And we pray, O God, that in your mercy, you will grant them peace, you will grant them healing, you will grant protection. Whatever the requests are, O God, we know that you are a God who listens and hears. You are a God who says, come unto me. You are a God who says, call and I'll answer. Seek and you'll find. Knock and I'll open to you. And so, God, on this new year, we come to you presenting all our requests, those that have been read, those that we have whispered quietly in our hearts. We present ourselves to you, God, as vessels. We ask, O God, that you will inspire us, that as we walk, as we share, as we engage in our various vocations, that your light and your beauty will be seen through us, and that, O God, others will come to know you because of our witness in this world. We thank you for this University United Methodist Church. We thank you, God, that you continue to bless us, that we can be a light in this community for you, a place where everyone is welcome, everyone is treated equally and fairly. We thank you, God, for the leaders. We thank you, God, for the different persons in different positions who continue to bless this congregation. And we ask, O God, that this year you will give us a special blessing, that, O God, our ministry in this part of the vineyard will be one that is overflowing as we witness for you. And so, God, as we continue in our worship, we ask that you continue to bless us. We ask, O God, that you anoint the one who is going to bring the words to you. We ask, O God, that as we listen, O God, our hearts will be strangely warm, and we will leave refreshed, renewed, re-energized to continue witnessing. We thank you for everything. And we praise your name because you're holy, you're awesome, you're mighty, you're everlasting. We're nothing without you. And we thank you, Lord. Amen. Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. Please rise if you're able and join us in the singing of our hymn, Spirit Child Jesus.
This is a hymn that is new, and it's a beautiful melody and some words that are just very meaningful. So I'm going to sing the first verse, and then I'll have you join me after that. Thank you. Spirit Child Jesus, in joyful refrain, echoing songs over Bethlehem's plain, what will we do when the carols all fade? Take up my song, glory, be not afraid. Spirit Child Jesus, in animal shed, smiling
bed. What will we do when the manger's away? Take up my story and live it each day. Spirit Child Jesus, in starry white light, twinkling on evergreens, shiny and bright. What will we do when the branches are shorn? Take up my cross that for you I have borne. Spirit Child Jesus, in vigilant eyes, waiting the gift, bearing love's great surprise. What will we do when the presents are done? Take up my presence, for I am God's Son. Spirit Child Jesus, in hot tongues of flame, melting the songs over Bethlehem's plain. What will we do when the candle is gone? Take up my light, pass it on, pass it on.
Please be seated.
Our Hebrew scripture this morning comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 22 through 27. I will be reading from the New Revised Standard Version. Numbers 6, 22 to 27. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, 'Thus you shall bless the Israelites. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.' So they shall put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." The second scripture reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, reading from verse 1 through to verse 8. John 15, 1 through 8. Jesus is the true vine. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." This is the word of God for the people of God. We join.
Good morning. Today I have the privilege of sharing a bit about our guest preacher. and introducing him. Sigai Shin, who was born into a family of a Korean Methodist minister, is the husband of Reverend Jihye Song at St. Paul's Methodist Church and Hope Korean. He earned his bachelor's and master's degree in theology from Methodist Theological University in Seoul, Korea, and also earned his Master of Divinity degree from Candler School of Theology in Atlanta, Georgia. He is pursuing both academic and ministry careers, and now he is applying for a doctoral degree program to study more on the patristic theology. Welcome.
Good morning, and Happy New Year. Yes. Thank you all for welcoming me here at University UMC, and I think it is quite unusual to preach as a guest speaker on the first Sunday of the year, so I feel a little nervous, but I also feel grateful for having this opportunity to share my reading of the Bible with you today, so thank you. Today's text from the Gospel of John is quite well known for almost all of us, and some of you may be curious about how this text is related to this Epiphany Sunday, or the first Sunday of this new year. When I was asked to do a preaching here at University UMC, one thing comes to my mind, that is how the meaning of Epiphany, which is the divine manifestation, could be related to our New Year's resolutions. We Christians celebrate this divine manifestation based on the visit of Magi to the newborn Christ child. So, celebrating that Epiphany, the physical manifestation of God to the world, can also be considered as celebrating God's incarnation to human form. So God's is God's progressive movement to save the world. So I'd like to talk about fruit today as a way of experiencing the Emmanuel, God with us, continually by incarnating God's love in this world. So the questions for today's text are about what can be our fruit and how we can bear those fruit as branches of the true vine, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. So when we read today's text, we usually focus more on the relationship between the vine and branches. And yes, I think that's the point of Jesus' teaching in this text. Jesus teaches that we should remain in him, just as branches keep alive and bear fruit while they remain in the tree. However, I want to extend our viewpoint and focus on the others. What are those? The vine grower and the fruit of the true vine. Jesus introduces the Father God as the vine grower who prunes unproductive branches of the vine. And this vine grower will be glorified by much fruit, which can be created with our faithful discipleship. Then, where is that fruit? Where is the discipleship in this text? In following verses in John, Jesus teaches us about that fruit and discipleship. It is keeping Jesus' commandment, and the commandment is the commandment of love. He says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." To say the fruit, we have another reference from the Bible. Apostle Paul tells us there are fruit of the Spirit. In his letter to the Galatians, he enumerates 9 fruit of the Spirit. And what are those? There are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. While suggesting such fruit, Paul urges us to live by the Spirit and also be guided by the Spirit. Well, we already know about this. However, I think such a list of fruit is too abstract to put into practice. When we have such a list of virtues, we usually approach them as the purposes of our life. But I'd like to consider each of them as a small result of our faithful Christian life rather than our ultimate purpose. Of course, it doesn't mean that it is an easy task to achieve such virtues in our lives. We should strive against our own wills and different circumstances to achieve those results. But in my humble opinion, the purpose of Christian life is to experience divine presence and to share and multiply that experience in our congregation and in our community. I believe such personal and communal experiences will bring us nearer and nearer to God. So it is Epiphany Sunday, so I think it is appropriate to talk about the divine presence today. In the Old Testament, the presence of God is usually expressed in the language of face or countenance of God. We can find such expressions easily from the book of Psalms. And our scripture reading from Numbers 6 also has the language. The passage is labeled in NRSV Bible as the priestly benediction. God orders Moses to teach Aaron and his sons how to bless the people Israel. We can summarize that blessing in two words, grace and peace. And those grace and peace come with God's shining face and lifted countenance. The passage says, "The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." So my suggestions for this new year of 2017 are representing God's face of grace and peace with our faces, and also finding that God's face around us. In relation to today's sermon, I'd like to share an interesting etymology in my mother tongue, Korean language. In Korean language, the origin of the word for face, we call face 얼굴, and the word means a shape of spirit or basin of spirit. So you carry spirit on your face. So let us look around and see each other face to face. Can you see God's face or the image of God from others? Can you feel the spirit of grace and peace from those faces? If a face represents what's inside the person, as my mother language suggests, our Christian faces should represent what we believe and what we experience with our God. In addition to face, I'd like to suggest our body and our mind or heart can also represent our experiences of God. So let us imagine and consider how our hands and feet can imitate Christ's nailed hands and feet, and how our caring and loving hearts can emulate the continuing love and mercy of the Spirit within us. I think this holistic participation of body, mind, and spirit in God's ministry sounds more familiar than just enumerating good virtues. So my brothers and sisters, please join me in prayer for all of us in this beginning of the new year. Dear Lord, let us share your grace and peace with our shining faces in this new year. Lord, let us transform the world with our hands and feet by imitating the sacrificing love of Christ. Lord, let us spread your care and mercy by emulating your spirit with our humble hearts. Lord, we are willing to love one another as you love us while we are undeserving of that great love. So, Lord, only you be glorified by our faithful discipleship, our love, and all our effort. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for sharing with us this morning. And our faces will try to show what's in here. I'm trying to decide whether I hide behind here or whether I stand to the side this morning, but I'll be following the liturgy on that screen as you are following it on this one. And we shall continue now by joining in this prayer for forgiveness. You will respond where it says all. We know all that God has done for us, as well as all we could have done for others. Let us confess to God our failures and our foibles as we pray together, saying, we could proclaim your name, God of this holy season. We could tell others about all your gracious deeds. We could let your word guide our lives. Why? But you remember, faithful God, you remember that we are put our trust in others, not you. You remember how we chase after idols, not follow you. You remember to save us in our distress, which is why you sent Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Why? In the silence, in the dreams, in the wonder, in the words, God comes to save us and have mercy on us. May the God of Christmas be with you. Put your trust in the one who has come. Join all creation in praising God. God of our dreams and hopes, in that not so silent moment, you spoke to creation, and birds warbled in the morning. Thunder rumbled over the waters. Cows lowed in the meadows. These gifts were imagined and formed for us, though shaped in your own image. But we took up after death, getting up to follow sin. Prophets came to praise your name and to bring us back to you. But we thought they were trying to trick us. Then you sent Jesus, pioneer of salvation, to proclaim your name to us. With those who are shy and silent, with those who persist in glorifying you, we offer our thanksgiving songs. Holy, holy, holy are you, ever-loving God. All creation praises your name. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who put his trust in you. Hosanna in the highest. In the silence of the night, our God, your holiness became human, and you blessed us with Jesus, child of grace. When he could have stayed with you, he came to offer us help. When he could have remained in Nazareth, he got up to bring us the good news. When he could have played it safe, he shared his flesh and blood on the cross so we might have life through the resurrection. As we celebrate the gift of his life, as we remember his death and rising, the new life, we proclaim that mystery called faith. Christ died, putting his trust in you. Christ was raised, on the resurrection of life. Christ will come to carry us home to you. In these moments of silence and sacrament, send your Spirit upon those gathered in this place and on these gifts of bread and of wine. As we eat the bread, send us out to serve the hungry and the homeless, the lost and the battered, all whose hopes have disappeared. As we drink from the cups, may we see the lonely and the forsaken, the hurting and the ridiculed, the oppressed and imprisoned, all whose dreams have become nightmares. When we are gathered to your side, we will proclaim your glory to our sisters and brothers around the table. Our praises being offered to you, God in community, holy in one. Amen. I would remind you that this is not the table of University United Methodist Church, but it is the table of our Lord. It is the table around which we gather as God's family. And all are welcome to come and receive this bread and this cup wherever you might be on your spiritual journey, whether it be one that has just begun, whether it has been one that you have been involved with for a long time, whether you are seeking or whether you have found, all are welcome to come and receive the bread and the cup. I'm going to ask now that those who are assisting me in the serving would come forward, four on this side and four on this side here. And I will be serving those who are serving you first. And now you may come forward. I'm directed by the ushers coming up the middle aisles here and returning by the sides. Any you wish are welcome to remain at the communion rail for a time of meditation and prayer.
As we enter a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please place their attendance slips in the plates as the ushers come down the aisle. I'd like our first-time visitors to the church to know we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guests. We're grateful that you are here. Yet we do have a strong tradition of giving here at University Church. So as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes, donations, and offerings.
Thank you.
standing and join me in the prayer of dedication. Praising God is not enough, so we will go to offer practical help to our sisters and brothers. Joyful noises do not feed those around us. Songs of thanksgiving do not replace service. And so we will go to share the peace of the Spirit with a broken yet hopeful world. Please join me in singing our closing hymn, On This Day Earth Shall Ring.
On this day earth shall ring with the song children sing to the Lord Christ our King, born on earth to save us. Him the Father gave us. Ide-ho, ho, ho, ide-ho, ho, ho, ide-ho, gloria in excelsis Deo. His doom, ours the myrrh, when he came down to earth, Bethlehem saw his birth, ox and ass beside him, from the cold would hide him. Ide-ho, ho, ho, ide-ho, ho, ho, ide-ho, gloria in excelsis Deo. God's bright star o'er his head, wise men three to him led, kneel they low by his bed, lay their gifts before him, praising and adore him. Ide-ho, ho, ho, ide-ho, ho, ho, ide-ho, gloria in excelsis Deo. On this day angels sing, with their song earth shall ring, praising Christ, heaven's King, born on earth to save us. Peace and love he gave us. Ide-ho, ho, ho, ide-ho, ho, ho, ide-ho, gloria in excelsis Deo.
Now, hear the benediction. The Lord will keep you and bless you with his shining face of grace and peace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of us now and forever. Amen.